أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا صدق الله العظيم. Allah تبارك وتعالى says, and that incident and that time is worthy of remembering when he called his Rabb, that is Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam. He called his Rabb nida'an khafiyya, a very secret call, an inaudible call, a very soft call. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making reference to just one aspect, one part of the life of Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam. At that point in time, he had reached old age in the narrations, varying from the age of 60 to the age of 120. And in this period of time, in old age, when it is not usual for a person, for a man, to have had a child, Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam had a great fikr, a concern. On the one hand, the Bani Israel, they were polluting the Kitab, they were changing the meanings of the Kitab, the Deen in itself, and there was no one to continue the effort and the work of Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam in protecting the Torah and in also protecting the Deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In Surah Al Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a different context to this, in that we know Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, she was in the custody of Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam, and when he had gone into the place of her worship, he had found fruit out of season, and the thought had come to his mind that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can give fruit out of season, that is within the qudrat, the power, the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here I am in old age, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could also give me a child out of season. In other words, on the one hand, in the usual, in her young days, his wife was barren, she was sterile, she could not get children, she could not conceive. But now she had also reached old age. In certain narrations, she reached the age of 98 at that point in time. And now Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam, throbbing for a child, not because of his own emotional satisfaction, but he was throbbing for this child to continue the work and the mission that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had appointed him for. And hence he makes dua, and he says, and Allah ta'ala says, إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. He made this very soft call to Allah, very secret call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In many narrations, it was in the middle of the night that he began to petition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the prelude to his dua, which is of relevance and importance to each and every one of us. And that is that we have absolutely no power, we have absolutely no might, and hence we need to petition Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, showing Allah ta'ala our inherent weaknesses, our inherent inability, before we seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. He says, O my Rabb. In Ibn Kathir, there is a narration that he mentioned this three times. Rabbi, 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 O my Rabb, O my Rabb, O my Rabb. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response was instant. Allah's response was labbaik, labbaik, labbaik. In other words, here I am present. Petition me and I will grant whatever you want. In Ruhul Ma'ani, there is a narration regarding Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, that on one occasion he also petitioned Allah, and he also said, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response was, Labbaik, Labbaik, Labbaik. But Musa alayhi salatu wa salam took this one stage further, and he asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this response of yours of Labbaik, I am present, is it for me particularly, or is it for everyone? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response, something that gives all of us hope, that whoever calls me, whoever makes dua to me and says, Rabbi, O my Rabb, I will say Labbaik to that person. So this is something that we need to learn, that when we petitioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should be something that is secret between us and Allah. It should be inaudible. It should not be for show. It should not be ostentation. And in the tafsir of this word, khafiya, most of the commentators say that it also shows ikhlas. It shows sincerity. And of course, in the ayah that we discuss now, it also shows our inability, that we do not have, we do not know, we do not have the ability, we do not have the know-how. All of it we leave in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence he said, Inni wahana al-azmu minni. O Allah, my bones have become weak, my bones have become old. In other words, physically, my inner self, I am weak, I am old, I do not have the potential, the ability of bearing a child. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. And the old age has also shown out, that my hair has been blazed. وَاشْتَعَلَ actually is when the flame becomes high and it becomes yellow and it becomes that the heat. And in this way, he wants to show that leave alone, my inner self has become weak. I do not have the ability to bear a child, but it is also apparent now on my body. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا. And O Allah, I am never unfortunate with regards to making dua to you, or I have never been deprived of making dua to you. Two meanings here is, O Allah, it is your great favor upon me that you allow me to make dua. One is Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to make dua. Allah opens our hearts that we turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the second is, whatever I have asked for you in the past, O Allah, I have never been unfortunate. Allah, you have always granted that to me. And in this way, the very great lesson that we learn is that we do not have the ability, put our assiduity and everything aside. When we ask from Allah Rabbul Izzat, leave it to the Qudrat and the power and the might of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.